Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello guys and welcome back to another episode of Get the... Oh my god, I don't have a funny thing to say this week, do you?
Soul Awards?
Soul Awards. Oh my god, did you watch them?
I watched a few of it, I didn't watch all of it.
Oh, yeah, you can tell us about that. Oh shit, my bad. Well, welcome... welcome to another episode of Get the Belt. I am your host, Miles.
And Cashmere.
Welcome back to another week. Sorry you weren't here last week. It was my birthday and I was drunk.
At least you're being honest.
Do you get it, babes? That's what we do here, Get the Belt. Do honesty and those things there.
Yeah.
So let's just jump straight into this week's show with Word of the Week.
Yeah.
Now, my Word of the Week this week is... Stop pressing the fuck it button.
Okay. The fuck it, what's that?
Stop pressing the fuck it button. Because there's times in life when we are, you know, trying to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Just when we're doing well in general, just living our fucking lives. And we every day get faced with decisions to make.
Yeah.
Be it, I don't know, what we wear, what we post on Instagram or social media. If we hit the snooze button on our alarm, whether we're like on a diet and we're like deciding what to eat. Like every day we have choices.
Yeah.
In, in these choices that we are presented with every day, we can either like do the best we can.
Yeah.
Or there's a button, which I just called the fuck it button,
mm-hmm.
where you can just press that and we can sometimes make poor decisions.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes that fuck it button does need to be pressed.
Yes.
You know, you could have had a week where someone has been trying you
mm-hmm.
all fucking week. And all week, you know, you've kept it cool. You've kept it calm. You've kept it classy. You've mm-hmm. kept it Beyoncé. But there comes a time, even though the word of the week is don't press the fucking button, maybe at the end of that mm-hmm. week and your patience are as thin as Michelle Williams. Sometimes you just need to hit the fuck it button and just let that clerk know about themselves. But however, let me retract to word of the week, which is don't press the fuck it button. Woo, Chile, shit.
He's getting his feelings.
Don't do it often, basically. Like, if you're dieting, stick mm-hmm. to it. Don't every day, oh, fuck it, I'm going to have Big
yeah.
Mac and
yeah.
chips.
Cheat day,
or fuck
like
it, I'm not going
to
go to the gym because I feel lazy today.
Yeah.
Now we need to persevere because like I said the other day to myself, like literally yesterday, like everyone, not everyone lets me down, but I can often feel when I'm in that low point, you know, everyone has it.
Yeah.
Everyone always lets me down. Mm-hmm. Everyone is always letting me down. Well, if everyone else is letting us down, mm-hmm. why are we going to also let ourselves down? And if
yeah.
there's things that you want to achieve in life, be it, something to do with your fitness, be it to do with your savings,
yes.
be it building a relationship
your
with someone, or be it
well.
Building mm-hmm. a relationship with yourself, which
yeah.
is, wow, that is even...
I think some people forget to do that, though. People
100%.
Do.
So in order to like achieve literally anything in our lives,
yeah.
we need to not be pushing that fuck it button as often as maybe I have recently. Like, hello, my jit. Like, it's been my birthday week, so I've every day...
You have an excuse, innit?
I've had, yeah. But maybe I shouldn't have as much, but whatever. But yeah, my word of the week is, guys, stop pressing that fuck it button. Maybe even, let's be logical. Let's give us 2 button presses a week. 2 button presses a week where you can go fuck it and just...
Why not just one?
Be reckless. Huh?
Why not just one?
Because 1 + 1 = 2. Nah, because, well, if you're bad, then come on, do it once. Mm-hmm. Once. But that is really hard. Mm-hmm, I'm going to be realistic with me because I know my temperament and I know what I'm like. And I feel like 2 is cool for me. Because obviously it's not just... That's like, if I can only press it once, that's my one cheat meal. What about when I need to cuss someone out? Or what about when I want to sleep and not go and lift weights?
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
So let me have 1 for cussing and 1 for my life, my own.
Fair enough. But
word of the week is, don't press that fuck it button so much.
Yes, only twice, as Miles says.
That's the little challenge. Oh, wicked. So how was your week, Cash?
It wasn't bad. It was fine, actually. Mm-hmm. It is fine. And of course, I learned something new from work about a situation and stuff. But I'm actually glad where it's...
What happened?
Like, no, that...
Are you talking about in your segment?
Like, I don't know. No, not really in my segment. But in my segment. But but it's a situation where I realised I don't have to... You know when you've been working so much, and you think you're putting effort and all this, and you're thinking, I'm not getting knocked out of it. So I realised, you know what? I ain't going to be working, tire myself out for people who don't deserve someone who works hard, gets up for work every day. I wake up sometimes
tell
at 5:30.
To
do delivery and all that shit. And I'm thinking, what the flip am I working, slaving myself for these blood clots?
Doing real slavery.
That's what I'm saying. Marjorie, understand. So this week, I'll just say, you know, fuck it. Yes, the fuck it button. The fuck it button. I can see it.
Press yours, babe.
I'm pressing it today. And I press it hard. Because it has to be pressed. But yeah, it's been a decent week.
Press.
It's been at least a week, guys. All I'm saying, before I got here, guys, I left my house in blue jeans. Now I'm wearing black jeans. That is a different story. I'm just saying, shit. An accident happened.
Is that who you're giving the belt to?
What?
Eve.
That's what I'm saying. It messed me up. It's when some woman had to be like, excuse me, honey, there is something behind you. Like, I don't want to say it to you. And I was like, what do you mean? It's a bit red. And I was like, bitch. Well, not her, but the situation. I was vexed. I had to run to him quickly and change it. I was like to the woman, can I speak to you privately? And I was like, what's going on, honey? What's going on? And I was like, I want to buy jeans, but I want to change into them. And so she was like, Jim, what happened? Just tell me. And I think, bitch, you need to know my whole situation.
Can I
pay for my jeans and leave with them on? But I was like, okay, make it. No, that shit was embarrassing. But I don't know.
It happens.
I wasn't even that angry. I was just more like, it is what it is. But it's been a decent week and stuff like that. It's been an interesting week, to be honest. But I've realised when I say something, speaking to something so quickly, it ends up falling apart. So I'm going to hold on to it a little bit more before I tell you guys information, because you know how I say sometimes. One week I'm like, okay, yeah. Next I'm like, blood got bloody stinking. So I'm going to keep it to myself.
Good.
But it's been a decent week. Yeah. What about you, man?
Like I said earlier on, my week's been good. It's been my birthday week on Tuesday last week, November 12th. Mm-hmm. I turned 28. Shut up, your face.
Let's say no. But my saying, my mum always say, my old woman are cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I ain't old. I'm just sure not cool. Okay. But yeah, it was a good birthday week. I've just been learning about me.
Yes.
Just hanging around with people that I love. Went to Bristol quickly. It was lots and lots of alcohol, lots and lots and lots, and too much of food, which is why today I might even just not eat, like, period, because, wow. Yesterday, my baby boy, what's his name? James, shout out to you, James. He took me out for a nice brunch. Aww. My God, do you know what? Actually, no. Let me save that for later. But yeah, he took me out for brunch, but I'm going to speak about that later on.
Okay.
Brunch. Let me just write that down so I don't forget. I was drunk. It was amazing. And the food, we ate so much. It's been a good week. And that's now lovely. I'm literally just like, I've got this new head on of where I'm just trying to live my best life as a 28-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning from everything that I learned whilst 27 and all the other years before
reflecting
that. And actually applying it to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then like really trying to focus on what I want to achieve with and what new things I want to learn this year.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm excited for it. But, yeah, it's been a fun and it's been a fun week. You know, it's been a wild week also.
I'm a freak.
I went and got tested. Amen.
Yes.
I went and got tested for everything and everything.
Are you good, yes?
All good. I'm not going to say I'm clean. Some people say they're clean. Like, you can still have a little Clarissa or... a little Gabriella.
I'm
and even
dead.
The...
A little Poyella.
Anything, all the things, right. And still be clean. It just means that you just need to get yourself sorted.
Of course.
Or take medication to live with whatever you're living with. Clean, I feel like that's bad. Because otherwise you're saying that
someone else
is dirty.
You said
but
that,
I am in the clear.
Yes, that's
everything
good.
Everything was negative.
Be good.
For once. And I got the results on my birthday.
What do you mean for once? Blood climber.
No, I'm saying for once. I didn't get to finish my sentence. You tried it. You tried it. But for once, I was thinking, I don't need any positive vibes. No positive vibes here today.
Yeah.
On the day I'm receiving my results.
Yes.
Negative vibes only, bitch.
But
and it
honestly,
was all negative
Miles,
vibes. Negative,
it's,
negative.
It's good that you point this out. A lot of people out there doing nice things, enjoying your life, but make sure your body good.
I know.
Make sure your body clean and wash out.
It's just so hard. When you in the moment.
Nah, man. Don't,
to
some
put
people
on
get
that condom.
Away.
That is so difficult.
Oh, my God,
babe, it's
no.
so difficult. The other day when I'm saying, oh, okay. I didn't want to be at my business like this yet. But let's just say it was difficult. And I went through, tipped my room upside down to get to the condom.
I'm dead.
And it still was left on side. Miles. Madness. But yeah, basically, guys, protect your magic.
Yes,
protect
of course.
Your
protect
brain,
the spirits, of
your
course.
Blue, your white, your green, your whatever colour you is. Protect your dick, your whole, protect it all. Because we don't need no diseases around here. Let's stop that.
Yes.
But yeah, my week was good.
That's good.
Let's jump into the next segment, which is...
Melanin Magnificence. Guys, I know last week someone said, "Can your voice sound match up and everything?" Mr. Manure. It still sounds a bit tough right now, but it's getting there. But my Melanin Magnificence goes to Lauryn Hill, actually. And I think because I watched this video.
What did she do, turn up?
Yeah, no, because she actually says like a lot of inspirational quotes and messages to people and stuff like that. And sometimes I look into it and I'm like, she's really nice and I think she's underrated, but she is phenomenal. Like, I'll be sitting there watching her like sister act again, just to hear her doing them runs. I'm thinking, yes, bitch. But this was recently. No, that song was just... Oh, she's incredible.
Joyful,
oh
joyful
my God.
Lord, we adore.
Let me finish,
not
Bombo.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Lord God, here my God, have you seen this? But yes, and recently she did a message about love, her perception of it and just like that. I just want you guys to hear it, and I want to see what you think about it.
Ooh.
You have to be humiliated sometimes. You have to be kicked and beaten.
Hold on, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're sat in the studio, listen to this, and the studio we're in has got like a glass, like a window, like from the top of the ceiling to the bottom of the floor. I swear some dog just walked past. Is it in a Fendi jumper?
Yeah, look, turn up, turn
up.
In a
Fendi jumper on that small, small dog.
No, Miles stretched
his neck.
I am
dead.
I'm
sorry, Lauren, to interrupt.
I was thinking, what's going on?
That dog in a Fendi. Wow.
No,
anyway, come on.
One more time.
Ooh.
Mm. We always talk about, I have unconditional love. Unconditional love is, we don't even know it. Because if a person stops stimulating us, we stop loving them.
Well.
Well. But that real love, that love that sometimes is difficult.
That Mary J. Blige real love.
Yes. And when I listen to that, it honestly spoke to me because she was actually speaking real facts. Because it's true, the whole unconditional love business is true. Like, I think it's bullshit. I think it only refers to maybe to your children, your family, but that's to me because I love my family unconditionally. They could piss me off and I still be talking. No, him took off him court.
That's a different dog.
Oh, Lord God. Oh, my gosh. there's two dogs in it. Hello.
They ain't come in this studio. Oh, because you're still close. No,
he's too cute. But as I was saying, I think the concepts that she's going off, it was so nice to see someone like being honest about it, because people love to be like, unconditional, I love unconditional. And it's true, because as soon as someone pisses off the side wrong, we don't love them anymore. We like forget that unconditional bit. And it's nice to see her, because it's true. We all want that difficult type of love where we want someone to fight for us, run out them holes for us, run out me. I'm joking, I went a bit over the top. But you know what I mean?
Like,
no, but it's true. You want that difficult love. You want that whole moment where a situation happens and you're thinking, come on, I'm like, thinking, should I run and chase that person? You want something to make you feel like,
yeah,
you
but
need
why
that
the fuck is that person walking off in the first place? This is melanin magnificence here, so let's not even
look at him growing up. Even calm your blood there,
people, nah, mate, I've been there. No,
but I'm just saying, it was so nice to hear Lauren London speak about her truth in it, because I think
you say Lauren London.
I mean, oh my gosh, Lauren Hill. Oh my gosh, Lauren Hill, But it was nice to hear her perception about love, and it's like, because I kind of want that difficult love where someone actually digs deep, like tries really hard to get me, even if I be like, no, you can't have me. But like, I don't know that whole.
No, but why are you saying you can't have me? Why are you making love
but sometimes
difficult?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes life can throw different obstacles at you. Maybe at the time they thought they were ready.
Life
but
can,
not.
But why you gotta throw the difficulty and be like, you can't have me? Now why do you have to change?
I don't know. Sometimes you have to Miles, shut up. Everybody like forget cheers. Miles act like you know what I forget cheers. Or maybe Miles love the cheers. You don't know. Miles like to do the cheers thing. You don't know. But Lauren Hill, I love you and your perception and all your, like, if you guys check her out, I think she has a special page. I'm not too sure. I don't give the wrong details, where you can go online and search her, because she be doing a lot of quotes about not just love, about life and other stuff. I think she did one about domestic violence. I could be wrong. But that whole situation there is a whole different story, guys. But my melanin magnificence goes to you, Lauren Hill.
My melanin magnificence goes out to a 12-year-old Nigerian boy who has made history after making a new discovery in the field of mathematics. I quickly want to shout out to one of our listeners, Sam Olodiende, for sending this in. So this isn't actually mine. This was sent in by one of our listeners,
that's
Sam. So a 12-year-old Nigerian has made history after making a new discovery in the field of mathematics. He goes by the name of Chika Ofili, who is actually based in the UK, and he won an award over the weekend at the True Little Hero Awards for discovering this new formula for divisibility by 7, by the number 7 in maths. So it was given to him like his holidays, half term or whatever, which had formulas and like ways you can find out if a number is divisible by 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it went up by until like 8 or whatever, I can't remember. But basically, there wasn't a formula for the number 7. So he actually created a formula at his small age of 12 and also offered this formula with an algebraic proof to back it up. So the formula is, let me you know. So the new formula involves taking the last digit of any whole number, multiply it by 5, and then add it to the remaining part of the number to get a new number. And now if this new number is divisible by 7, then the original number is also divisible by 7. And he created that. Like.
Oh, wow.
Me, maths was never my strong point.
I was about to say the same now.
Never. Me, bottom set and proud. I got my C and I'm good. I'm real good. I got a nice iPhone that will help me take care of my mathematical issues in my life.
That's why.
So this boy, 12 years old, Niger boy, Chika, creating formulas, going down in history. Are you mad? Like,
wow.
For me, that is just melanin magnificence at your small age, genius. Making everyone proud of you, your family. Wow, look at you, scholar, already.
Isn't it? You genius, little Einstein.
Yes, because I could never. My homework, I would do it and then...
honestly, when you was reading that out, my mind went blank.
Exactly.
When you read that, like, I was like, whoa, turn up him, but we don't know what you're saying.
Isn't it? So, yeah, congratulations on your achievement for being a brainy young boy, a smart, intelligent young black boy.
Yes.
Creating history at 12.
Dude,
creating formulas that generations will then study.
Amen.
Melanin magnificence goes to you, Chika. So it's time to get into my segments. We're going to make it quick this week because, you know, we got shit to do and we don't want to make another episode 3 hours long. So Keisha Cole and Nick Cannon were in a recording studio. I think it was for either a podcast or a radio show, whatever. Oh. But Nick Cannon was interviewing Keisha Cole and her boyfriend.
Oh.
And, you know, there's a little clip online where he just went on to say, oh, you know, like, I've been in a situation before, like you, speaking to the boyfriend, where I've gone in, I've stepped into something where, like, you know, I'm with royalty. And all of a sudden, Keisha Cole's face started to look a bit like, what you say? And her eyes went round and started wide and was looking at Nick Cannon like, what are you about to say? And so he went on to say, you know, I stepped into royalty and... You know, I stepped in someone which, you know, that she was my elder. Keisha Cole quickly was like, I ain't his elder. And he was like, yes, you are, bitch. Like, you're his elder. You are older than him. You're his elder. And she was like, oh, Mariah Carey was your elder, but you know, I'm not his elder. I ain't his elder. He was like, well, you are. And that got her quite in her feelings.
But why would he even say that?
He would say that probably because Keisha Cole is 38.
Oh, yeah.
And her boyfriend is 23.
Shit, I didn't realize he was that. I did not realize he was that young.
Well, that is quite a big age difference. That's 15 years. And I know age ain't nothing but a number. And if you connect, I'm all here for you, know. In my past, I've dealt with younger people too.
Yes.
Did it work out?
But how young, though? That is... That's, she went
okay,
way 15
off. 15 years. No.
I'm sorry.
My max was like...
I'm dead. He's counting like his fingers.
8 years difference. And even then... But then, you know... Anyway, it's not about me. So, yeah. I think... I stand with what he says. Like, you are his elder bitch. Like,
that is... You're 15 years older than him. I did not expect even that. If, I didn't know he was that young. Wow. Ooh,
yeah. Cringe. Like... They, and also she's pregnant. And no, not even pregnant. They've got a kid, like a five-month-year-old baby. So, like, they're in it for the long... Well,
hopefully.
Well, you know, these days you'd be popping out kids and people be leaving. But, like, I think that he was fair in to call her his elder because you are.
No, I understand.
Do you know what I mean?
I understand.
Do you feel like she had a right to get pissed? I don't.
Like... I don't know, but how did that even come in the conversation? Why did he even have to bring that up? Like, I think she already knows she's older than him. He didn't have to, like, say
entertainment.
That.
Entertainment.
Just to see.
Entertainment. And also, like, he was, like, doing man-to-man. Like, I get, like, how it is going into a relationship with someone older than you. Whether he needed to call her his elder, I don't know. But it's still factual. He's not... insulting you. Maybe you feel insulted or ashamed. That's a conversation she needs to have with herself. But like the gag is like she is his elder.
She
period.
Is an older woman. Nice with a child. I'm joking. I was about to say child.
You tried it. Vivica Fox is mad.
Why?
Well, she ain't really mad. Our good sis Vivica Fox had a message for our other very good sis Issa Rae, telling her to leave. The remake of Set It Off, which Issa Rae said that she wants to do, to leave it alone. I am not really always the biggest fan of remakes.
But you want to see this one?
I don't need it. But I wouldn't be like super duper duper opposed. Like, it is always going to stand alone. It is always going to be... You know, a cult classic. It is always going to be like that film.
Amazing.
I don't see necessarily nothing wrong with hiring a few. You know what? I think what Vivica said is make your own. She said it's absolutely fine. If you want to make a film about four girls robbing banks, do it. But like make your own one. Like create something yourself. Like you don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. And I get that as well.
Yeah.
But like also why not challenge herself? Like I'm sit really, really on the fence because I look at Lion King. Lion King was a remake that I really, really enjoyed. It was so different. It will never ever beat or like compare to
the actual
Lion King as we know it from when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And that goes the same for every single remake. But it just gives a new generation something to see or connect with. Cause they might look
at
people that watch the Lion King when like the original one that are like this generation. Yes. They might look at it and not be able to take it, be like, why does it look like that? It's shit quality, it's bad, bad, bad. But for us, that resonates with us because of how it is.
That's what we grew up on.
You never know.
It's
some people might see Set It Off and can't be bothered to watch it because, oh, it's bad quality or it looks whatever because it's older. Like, and that's fine. Like, I disagree. Like, it's a classic. But if they were to recreate that story, which why shouldn't it be told again? And, like, make it in a way that is suitable, or not necessarily suitable, but more palatable for this generation. I don't see a point. It definitely will never compare. It will never be, like, even if those the same actresses were to come and do it, like, to remake the film, like Jada and Queen Latifah and then Yale. It still wouldn't compare. It still wouldn't. It's a standalone. What do you think?
I think if they want to remake it, go ahead. I want to see how it looks. But in general, as you said, it's right. It won't compare to the actual film. Like, that's a classic. That is a really good film. I don't know why Vivica's getting her own feelings, because I swear, Vivica, we are there. Like, I'll be seeing you on Netflix do some budget movie, Vivica. Like, you better be, like, sit down and you're happy, like, one of your classic films, the films that made your career, is going to be remade again. Of course, it's not going to be the original, but you should be grateful knowing that Issa Rae, because she is talented. I think she would do no wrong with this. I think if she gets the proper actors, the proper people who's actually want to take part in this, it's gonna be good. And as you said, for this generation, Miles, I think they need to see it. Because I know for a fact, if I showed my sister this, Destiny, she's like, what? She's 19. She may be like, no, I don't know what she's. But if you remade it and saw the whole costume, like, oh, I can see what you're talking about. It's actually pretty good. Yeah. So I think, what Miles is saying, I think it'll be fine. Just let her do it. Let's see what happens. If it goes horribly wrong, that's when you should let her off and be like.
Yeah, but then that has nothing to say. And I wouldn't be, this is the thing, I wouldn't be surprised if it did go.
If it went wrong.
If it, not say if it went wrong, but if it just didn't do as good, because I'd feel like remakes don't always do as good as the original, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, I'm neither here nor there. I don't think it needs to be done, but I'm also like, it doesn't not
need to be done. Yeah, you're not really like,
if she wants to remake a film and give a couple black actresses a job where they can pay homage to that film and honour it, why not? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monique, you know, she had... Why are you laughing already? You tried it. You are bad. Why?
I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
Why?
I can't.
My love. My love.
I know. I can't.
So, Netflix, you know, she was having this thing with Netflix a while back and they offered $500,000 for a special and she declined it, saying that was out of order because, you know, there's other comedians like Amy Schumer and Chris Rock that are getting multi-million-dollar deals and, you know, she's been nominated for Oscars and blah, 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 and this big career, which she has done. You know, she's a queen of comedy.
Of course.
Why should she not begin it? Netflix have finally spoken up about it as she's filed a lawsuit against them, claiming that she was discriminated against because of her race and gender when they offered her that deal that they did. Netflix have spoken out on Thursday, the 14th of November, saying that we care deeply about inclusion, equality and diversity and take any accusations of discrimination very seriously. We believe our opening offer to Monique was fair, which is why we will be fighting this lawsuit. So they will be in court. Fighting this out. I feel like she does deserve more.
Yeah.
She might not be number one and like on the end of everyone's tongue right now and for the right reasons anyway. But that doesn't stop her from being a legend in comedy.
Yeah, of course.
Like she
of
fucking
course,
is. Like,
of course.
When was Celine Dion's last song? Is she in the charts? No, she's not. But if she asks for a Netflix special, is she going to be given...
500, yeah, she'll get more.
No, because she's a living legend. Like, are you mad?
It's true.
Netflix Netflix courted Monique, saw what she had to offer and made her an offer. But the offer Netflix made Monique reeked of discrimination. It perpetuated the pay gap suffered by black women. Netflix business practice of paying black women less than non-black women for substantially equal similar work causes harm to plaintiff that outweighs any reason Netflix may have for doing so. I'm reading this from the Jasmine Brand. It explains that Monique attempted to negotiate pay that she was felt more that she felt was more reasonable, but Netflix refused to budge. In response, Netflix did the opposite, and it dug its heels in the ground, refused to negotiate fairly, and stood behind its discriminatory offer. Yeah, so it also pointed that a white comedian who is said to be Amy Schumer had more success when negotiating her contract with Netflix, which doesn't look too great. They go on to say that in stark contrast, when a white female comedian objected to her offer, given how much lower it was than comparable to males, Netflix reconsidered and upped her offer. So, like, I guess the question is, why didn't they do this with Monique? And, you know, I feel like they're just being proud, because this has been, you know, on the blogs and stuff, and I feel like they're digging themselves a hole, and they should just like, you have so much money to give, like, why I don't see a point in them fighting it. I just feel like it's wrong. Yeah, like, you've got all this money, you've done fucking put up your prices already, Netflix.
It's true.
Like,
do you think because of the way she acts sometimes, do you think it's, of course,
but I feel like that shouldn't even come in
because it's her work. We should focus on her work. Yeah, work.
Look at fucking Cardi B. She's getting off of millions. Look how she acts.
It's true.
Yes. Naomi Campbell took to Instagram to tell us how in 33 years of shooting, it was her first time shooting with a black photographer in mainstream fashion.
Oh my gosh, it took that long.
Yeah. The famous photographer by the name of Campbell Addy shot Naomi Campbell in a beautiful black headpiece and some, like, a white tee.
Stunning.
Like,
she
shirt.
Looks
like,
stunning.
Just beautiful. But yeah, this isn't the first time Naomi Campbell has called out about the lack of diversity in the industry, which is why I really fucking rate and respect her. She did it recently. We spoke about it last week or 2 weeks ago, where she called out Elle Germany for trying the black model and saying how black is in fashion again. It never went out of fashion, you pricks. And yeah, now she's like letting us know, you know, it's been 33 years and this is my first time.
That's disgusting.
With in mainstream. Like, and it just goes to open up the conversation of, like, we need more blacks at the top, and not just on the front covers. It's all good having, like, models, but, like, who's shooting them, who's designing them, who is, like, giving them the outfits, the props. This is why we have so many wayward scenarios happening where, you know, we've got little boys in monkey t-shirts or jungle t-shirts and, you know, all these wild things, because we don't have people of color or black people in positions where they should be. Like, they're very scarce and few. And, you know, thank God for people like...
33 years.
Yeah, 33 fucking years.
That is disgusting.
300, how many days in a year? 352 or 365? 365 days in a year. And she did 33 of those days. I can't do maths. We need our Melanin Magnificence boy, Chica, to come help us out. But that's a long fucking time. And it's the first time she's worked with a person, like a black guy.
And he made her look absolutely beautiful. That picture is
glowing. He made her look
glowing.
Stunning, like real nice things.
Wow.
I think, also, I think that's it for me.
Okay, guys, it's time for Yes with Kat. Okay, guys, I'm just going to point out, who watched Backchat? Do you watch Backchat?
No, I tried, but it's really taxing for me. They talk so much rubbish, I can't.
That's what I'm saying. I'll get into that. But as I was saying, Backchat, basically, there was a recent episode that came out. It always comes out every
what is
Wednesday.
Backchat
okay,
for?
Oh, yeah, let me, oh, yeah. For who doesn't know what Backchat is? Backchat is basically a YouTube series, or basically a platform for young people to come on, or any, depends on which age you are, doesn't matter. I think from 20 years up, because I know they have, like, basically a lot of people from different ages groups upwards. I think to 30 years old, I'm not sure. But it's mainly black people on there. A mix of different ethnics are trying to add on, because a lot of people last season, the ghost scene, they're not versatile, they're not diverse. So they decided to add a bit more colour on their little pop of colour. Basically, I like the whole concept of the platform, because it's like... listeners sending questions and the people on the panel have to talk about it and say their opinion on it. And I love the whole concept. Straight up, it's amazing. But what I like is basically the people that they bring on the show, are dumb. I'm sorry.
Really dumb.
Like, when I was, that's it felt like I was listening to, like,
You know, you know when we were talking about Top Boy?
Yeah.
That same feeling when I watch them making dumb decisions, making their lives a mess, sounding stupid, yes, looking crazy, yes, looking wild. That same feeling I get watching Top Boy is the same feeling I get when I watch Back Chat.
You don't understand, Miles. When I watch it, I feel like I'm shouting at my phone like, you fucking mugs. That's what I feel like saying, like, honestly, like, are you that stupid? You know, like, I'm not even being rude. Like, do you not realise what you're saying? Like, or do you know you're stupid, but you feel like everyone should hear your stupidity? That's what it feels like. And there's a question that someone sent in. Like, they sent a lot of questions, but this episode that came, like, it comes every Wednesday live on YouTube. Basically, a female sent in her message saying she's just recently got engaged to her now fiance. And plus, sorry, my bad. And she basically said she's the only child in her family. And knowing that she's going to be married off, she said she wants to keep her last name to keep her family alive, because since the only child in the family and the parents might feel some type of way, yeah, but that's what she assumes. And then, of course, she sent it to get everyone's opinion. And a lot of people on there, there's one guy named Mark, I think his name is, he's a little, like, fake steroids thing, man. He basically injected his arm to make himself look butch because he thinks he's talent when he's not. Favorite one monkey, I'm sorry. But it's like, he's the one that you can tell his concept sounds hella stupid. Like, the thing he kept saying was like, I want to leave a legacy, I want to leave this, I want to leave that. But it, basically, but like, what are you really even behind, though, after you're an idiot? Like, basically, this whole concept that I wanted to get off my chest about the whole show. I don't know if you guys enjoy it or whoever watched it. Please let me know, because the whole concept, I love the whole idea of what it's about. But yeah, the people they got on the show is absolutely, like, stupid, not being rude. And this question the female actually wanted to answer, they basically didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
Basically about, she's getting married to her now, fiance, she wants to know she can keep her last name. And I, like, if I was on the panel, I would just be like, yeah, okay, let me see. But everyone else was chatting shit. But basically, I want to give my review on this. I want you as well, Miles. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, I was saying, like, I think I don't know if it was last year when we were talking about Christmas, where would you have Christmas dinner with your family and this like that. Yeah. And that it comes into that, because I'm really traditional. I say that to Miles and, of course, the listeners who listen to that episode. Like, I love the whole concept of family and this like that. If I got married, which I love to do in the future, I think I would actually take my husband's last name or whatever. I think that's like, I think that's normal in a sense. But of course, that was me back then, because I do have two different
What about double barrel though?
Yeah, I was thinking there's something wrong with that, because my son, his name is double barrel, my name and his dad's name, because I'm glad I did it, because that's the blood clot. But we ain't getting into that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, we're not getting off topic. Slap it. Uh-huh. But I kind of understood where she was coming from, how she wants to keep her family legacy alive, or her family tree alive, because, of course, being from she's the only daughter for her family. I think she felt a certain way thinking, oh, if I get married off, her parents doesn't have her anymore. So basically, you know what I'm trying to say, Miles? Like, yeah, she felt a bit like, but I kind of understood where she was coming from. I'm thinking double barrel, that's not a bad idea, because she can still have her name and her husband's name. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. But of course, from a traditional sense, I will see it as, of course, when you get married into the man's family or the woman, whoever you get married to.
Well, you both get married into each other's
family. Yeah, each other, basically. And
the construct behind marriage is a very old-fashioned, possessive, not quite a nice thing, and was only done because of men feeling like they're at the top of absolutely everything.
Yeah, feel like they're superior. Mm. Yes. And yes, and it felt like that question came up for a reason, because the way our generation is, everything's changed now. Nothing's the same anymore. Everyone's got their own ideas, their own mentality, and their own upbringings. People see it differently. It depends on your household, because of course some people's upbringing can be different, that when you get married you have to take the man's name, or you can come from a normal, like, generational perspective. Like right now, people's like, it doesn't matter, I don't care, take my name, his name, we can share, it doesn't matter. But the whole concept felt like no one was actually really listening to what the girl was saying. I felt like all the other guys, as you said, Miles, felt like, no, in it, I'm the top notch in it, they have to take my name in it, I'm holding the tree, I'm keeping my legacy. But bitch, you ain't, what are you really doing? So it felt nice to hear some of the ladies saying, you know what, I think I might double barrel, there's nothing wrong with that. And it made me think as well, because my mentality was still stuck in the olden days, where I felt like, oh, I had to keep the husband's name. But I'm thinking, if I do get married, I think I might double barrel it. And it's not wrong with that. 100%. Yeah, what do you think, Miles?
I'm here for double barreling. There's something nice, and if you want to do that, about taking on that name, but I don't feel like you need to get rid of your name to be at one with someone.
Yes.
If anything, I feel like both people, the man and the man, depending on if it's same-sex marriage, different like sexes, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like both people, I think it's would be better and more loving if they both went double barrels.
Yeah.
So like you had a second name Douglas, right?
Yes.
Mine's Hart.
Yeah.
I felt like often when people, if we were to get married now, it'd be, I'd still be Miles Hart and then you'd be Cashmere Douglas Hart.
Yeah.
No, I feel like my name should then be Miles Douglas Hart and yours should be
Wait,
Cashmere
what?
Douglas
you change
Hart.
It too?
Well, because then why not? It's an equal thing.
Oh, that's
and
so
back
cute.
In the day, marriage wasn't equal. It was about the man taking ownership and possessing the woman. She's my property.
Yeah.
She's now got my last name. She is mine.
Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why I don't really like the idea of marriage, but I do like the idea of marriage. But if we were to both do double barrel, then yeah. I'm here for it.
Of course, definitely, cute. Guys. But yeah, guys, that's what I want to point out for you, definitely. But I want to hear your opinions on it, guys. Tweet us or even DM us or whatever you feel comfortable. Email us will be better, actually.
Contact@pod.com.
Yes. And let us know what you think about that. Are you still traditional or you just go with the flow and you don't mind double barrel it? Yeah, do what you feel comfortable and not just thinking men rule the world when they clearly don't, because girls, we do the same thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ah.
Yes.
So it's time for that part of the episode where we get the belt.
Yeah.
Who wants to give the belt first? Do you want to go first, babe?
Yes, I'm definitely giving the belt to Mother Nature, let's be honest. Like, the situation that happened to me, guys, I said I came in blue jeans when I left my house and now I'm wearing black jeans. And yes, I had an accident. Yes. A bloody accident.
How did it happen?
Basically, like, I make sure that area is padded up really well. But all, like, you know, I knew I felt something weird come, especially when you sneeze. Now, my girl dems, you don't know when you sneeze. That's when it comes down, like, flush. Oh, it feels like a toilet flush. Like, honestly, comes down harder. And plus, like, I don't know. We go through so much shit, us females. Like, we have to experience so much. This period shit is too much at times. It's because Eve ate the blood clot apple and caused this on us. And I'm not really impressed, to be honest. That was tripping embarrassing. Like, I'm not even angry. If this is back then, Cashmere, maybe I would have made a fit and got a bit emotional. But I was just like, it's what it is. Where's the changing room? I'm a change out of this shit. Dash that pants to the bin and call it a day, innit? That's what you have to do. But I wasn't impressed. I really wasn't. Eve, like, I don't understand why just things like this always happens to me, you know? You know, when you just, like, know that you're cloned to just have a lot of bad luck and bad shit, innit? And you just have to just get on with it, pick it up, dust yourself off and go with the flow. Yeah, that's what you have to do. But my belt goes to Eve. Like,
that bitch.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's my belt, Eve. You get this one today.
Well, I did have to, I've got two belts. I'll make them both really quick. The first goes to the fucking uncle cab driver that drove me and my brethren Malachi back home from a lovely night out in central London. We got in this cab, very, very drunk. We'd been drinking all fucking night. It was at 4 a.m. We just had our McDonald's. We're full. I just wanted to get in the cab, get me home. We got in the cab, we weren't being rowdy. If anything, we were like on the sleepy side. We were done. So I get in the back of this uncle. I think he's a Nigerian man, his car. Mm-hmm. I say my name. You know, you've got to say your name when you get in. I said, yeah, Miles. Cool. I get in the back. And me, I like when I'm in a cab, I will lie down. Me, I'll do it. I go to lie down. And my guy goes, hey, don't disrespect my cabu. I'm thinking, how am I disrespecting your cab, bruv? Like, I'm just laying down. No, why are you doing it in the back? Why is going on? What? See, he's like, don't disrespect. It got to the point where I had to really say to him, like, I had to sit up and be like, yo, fam.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at me today? Like, what is it? What have I done? He was like, oh, no, you're disrespecting. No, I wasn't disrespecting. I got down. You are just aware that you picked us up outside of a gay club.
Yeah.
We are two guys in the back of your car and you're just thinking, oh, these two men who are comfortable with each other. Because I'm comfortable. You know what I'm like, cashing with my friends. Mm-hmm. I will just lie my head on my friends, whether you're male or female. I don't give a fuck. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I know what the deal is.
Yeah.
So I lay my head on my friend's lap, probably wanting a head rub because, you know, I like my head rubbed. Mm-hmm. And you in the front, because you're so small-minded, see two men get in the back of your cab and think, oh, wow, because they're not rigid and not touching each other and they're being... showing normal affection, like not even affection, like I was just tired. You saw comfortability and you thought, these are two gay men who are now going to shoot a porno in the back of my thing and start giving head down, doing wild things. No. And I pulled him up on it. I said, nah, man, the next time two men get in your car and they're just being normal, like don't go and presume wild shit. Mm-hmm. Like don't presume wild shit because I'm the wrong motherfucking one to do this with. And I told him about his whole entire crusty ball sack. And I said, nah, bruv, because had we have been a man and a woman and the woman put her head down, you would have said shit. You and your bobble lips would have said nothing. But no, because we're two men, you want to now go and do real wahala. I said, no sir, not to me. No, you don't. And I told him about his fucking self.
Of course.
And he was like, no. I was like, no, to be honest, you're just projecting homophobia, to be honest, because there was no wahala in the back here. You just presumed. That's like a white woman driving an Uber, picking up a black guy and her being like, you know, but just please protect my things and my virginity. What? Like, wow. What are you presuming?
Wow.
Just because a black guy got in your car and you're presuming the worst.
Yeah.
It's hateful. It's hateful. Mm-hmm. Then my guy started to feel away and be like, well, no. I'm only saying this because this one time, this guy and this girl, she was claiming he was touching her inappropriately. And then I had to go to the fucking court and do things. Mate, this is my guy started to give me a whole Bible story about how, you know, someone was inappropriately touched and he wasn't looking, so he got into trouble. Mate, you shouldn't be looking at you should be aware of what's going on in the back of your car, but you don't need to be eyewitness for absolutely everything. Your eyes should be on the road, mm-hmm. Okay? Yes, if something bad happened in the back of your car and someone was touched inappropriately, good. Like, not good that it happened. Shit. Like, good that you were aware of it. But when I tell you that nothing is happening and we're all good and you have no reason other than your own internal homophobia and prejudice... Oh, wow, the belt is going off. Your own internal prejudice... Your own internal prejudice. That is why you are trying me. Like, that is literally the only reason why. Had we have been, like I said, a man and a woman, or maybe two females, you probably still would have loved it because I know you uncles like to watch lesbian porn and don't act like you don't. So my belt goes to that man because you fucking tried it. And upon leaving the cab, by the time I'd finished rinsing his ass, he was taking my hands and saying, no, I'm not being homophobic. No, because when I went to university, I had a friend. I was living with him. He was my friend. He was a gay man. I would go out clubbing with him. You know, even my friends would then call me gay because I am hanging out with Dean. I'm not gay. He's my friend. I was like, I don't get why you're telling me this, because you just sound like one of them racist white men that goes, oh my God, I got a black dog at home. I ain't racist. Or one of them mums with mixed race children. Like, oh, I can't be racist because I got a mixed race child. Yes, you still can, bitch. Yes, yeah. You still can. You still fucking can. And that cab driver was being homophobic and just being an idiot, presuming the worst. Yeah. When in reality, I just wanted to digest my chicken nuggets, my Big Mac and my double cheeseburger with bacon in peace and
like, just chill while you drove me home. No one was being touched inappropriately. You just presumed and you made a dick of yourself, which is why at the end you were saying sorry. And my cab driver was holding my hand, kissing it like, "Mame, no. Just respect me because I'm respecting you. Like, I'm not. Please, I promise. Nah, bruv. All you need to do is say, do you know what? I'm sorry. In the end, he did say sorry, but took the whole 30 minutes where I could have just been laid down doing relax. Instead, yeah. I had to do 30 minutes of getting him the fuck together. Hopefully, next time, I said to him when I left, next time when two guys get in the back of your car and just want to, like, chill and do nothing, please don't come for them, because maybe one of them might not be as forthright as I am and be as outspoken and be able to tell you about your crusty, unwashed batty hole the way I can tell you about it. Maybe those guys won't be able to do that. So hopefully you've learned, cab driver, yeah. And you'll just not presume wild things, mm-hmm. just because two men got in the back of your car.
Yeah.
No one was doing shit. You were the one doing real chuku-chuku. My next belt goes out to, I went for brunch, like I said at the beginning of the episode, my friend took me out for a brunch for my birthday, bottomless brunch. And it was a kind of bottomless brunch where you can choose off of the menu what to eat as well, and it's unlimited food. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a go up and serve yourself, it was like order and it will come. I ordered a fry up and ate it. I also ordered, basically I ordered 5 plates of food.
Oh, okay.
A full five. And I also had 10 glasses. 8 glasses of Bucks Fizz. And I finished on 2 vodka iced teas.
Wow.
They tried... In the beginning, they were trying it already. Because when I ordered the first avocado on toast, avocado on toast with egg, they took 25 minutes. So, maybe nearly half an hour until the plate came. So, 20 minutes in, I said... Can I order fry up? They're like, oh, you've already. I said, I know, I've already. And it already hasn't come. So I'm already ordering. So by the time the fry up comes, because if it's taking you half an hour to even just do some avocado on toast, bitch, this fry up is going to take you 12 years a slave. So let me order the fry up now. So by the time I'm done, I can just, boop, it's here. Okay, cool. We still had to wait, of course, for the fucking... fry up, which is good. So I just kept on from then on. I was ordering whilst eating so it could keep coming, because we had 2 hours of enjoyment and I was gonna enjoy it. Mm-hmm. My friend paid a good £39 in this place in Dalston, Jack and Jones, I don't know. It's really, really nice, really beautiful place. But they didn't like the fact that we were enjoying the bottomless. Like I said on my Instagram, it was the most bottomless bottom I've ever seen. And by the end, when we ordered our last drinks, I said, oh, can we get... We had like 6 more minutes to go. And I'd eaten my 5 plates. In total, I had waffles and bacon,
ooh,
pancakes and bacon. I had the full English fry up. I then had the avocado on toast. And there was one other plate I had. Shit. Oh, and eggs royale.
I'm dead.
Which is why I couldn't eat anything else yesterday.
All these food he's eaten.
Yeah. And then 10 glasses. 6 minutes left. I said to the guy that had been serving us all day, oh, I said, can I get 4 to some girl there? Can I get 4 of the vodka iced teas? She was like, yeah, cool. My guy then, who'd been serving us before, who was already looking a bit wild at us because we'd really, really enjoyed and got our full money's worth, only brought over 2, one for me, one for my friend. I said, oh, we ordered 4. Can we not? He was like, no, it's just one at a time. I said, okay. And to make a point, you know me, the true Scorpio came out. I backed my drink in like 35 seconds. Ooh. Backed my drink in 35 seconds.
One.
And I called him. I said, oh, can we had like 3 or 2 more minutes left. I was like, sorry, can I get that other iced tea now, please? Because I'm done. Like, I'm done with this. He was like, oh, I'm not zoned here. Like, I can't do it here.
Yeah.
I was like, you've been serving us all the time. We've not got long. Can you just order it? Oh, let me talk to the manager. I said, oh, whatever. I tried to call out to the white girl that was in front of me. I was like, yo, sis, she wanted to pretend like she couldn't hear. Luckily, I knew Elijah. He was one of the staff there. Baby girl, he's amazing. Mwah, mwah, mwah. She heard me and was like, oh yeah, I thought you've already ordered. And I was like, no, like, there's a complication, can I just get 2 more iced teas? So she brought them over literally within 60 seconds of it ending, and I finished the iced tea and I said yes. yes. My friend came over and was like, oh, did you enjoy? Like, happy belated birthday. Did you enjoy? I was like, yeah, but I feel like all the staff here hate us. And her response was, yeah, they weren't really feeling it. And when I say they weren't feeling it, because we came and we did real bottomless. Like, apparently people only get like 2 plates. Well, fuck you, bitch. If I want to have 5 plates, I'm having 5 plates of food. And if people normally only have 5 drinks, 6 drinks, yes, I had 10. What? It's bottomless. My guy even had the cheek.
My God.
My guy even had the cheek, the one that said, oh, I'm not zoned here, to even be like, at the end, when he came over, he said, okay, so last order. And we had five minutes. I thought, there's no last orders on a bottomless. Last order is at that last minute. You cannot come and tell me last order at 5 minutes. Because how about I order and my drink and I drink it in 30 seconds and order another one. I drink that in 30 seconds. I'll do it again and again. It's bottomless, bitch. There's no last orders. Don't try it. Don't sell bottomless. Then when people come and actually enjoy it, you get mad at them. What the fuck, bruv? There should be a cap on it. And then if there is a cap on it, then it's not bottomless, bitch. Because bottomless means unlimited.
I'm dead.
That's like having fucking internet on your phone and it gets sold to you as unlimited internet on your mobile phone. And then all of a sudden, halfway through your month, you get told, oh, the last gigabyte. Yeah. Bitch, what about unlimited? Do you not understand? Don't fucking try me, bitch. Okay?
I'm
the
dead.
The fuck?
I am dead.
The fuck? I will eat. And next, do you know what? Part of me was like, oh, I'm not going to go there again because I didn't like their energy towards the end because they got had. We really came and enjoyed. But I'm going to come again. And guess what? I'm going to try and up it. Yeah. Yeah. I hope you're listening. I had 5 plates last time and 10 drinks and you guys were mad. Next time I'm having 6 plates and 11 drinks. In your feelings, you will get.
Oh my God.
Tom Daly deep. So yeah, my belt goes out to the staff there that were moving wayward. Like the food I was taking was coming out of their mother's fucking fridge. And like the drinks I was drinking was coming out of their vagina. Like, are you mad? You're all getting your same hourly rate anyway, okay? Like, why are you feeling bad? Like, why are you moving weird for, bruv? You're all getting the same hourly rate. It's not coming out of your own food. Like, the juice isn't coming out of your cup. So pour, if I'm here to do bottomless things and unlimited things, pour me my fucking drink. Put the food on my fucking plate and let me enjoy this bottomless brunch. Because that's what I paid for, bitch. You get the fucking belt.
I'm dead. I guess that was an interesting one. Don't you think, guys?
Huh? Speak properly into the mic.
I guess that was an interesting one. Can you hear me?
Can you hear yourself?
No. Hello. Hello.
I mean, I can hear you, but
you can hear me.
Yeah.
What in general for that?
I can hear you in here.
Is it? How come I can hear myself?
Well, I just gave you the headphones that I was using, so
I'm dead.
Unless your ears are doing my life. Maybe yes. It means that Mother Nature really tried your
Shut
ears as well as your
why. But yes, guys, that belt was interesting. It's Miles a blood clot, that's why.
What do you mean belts. I'm a blood clot?
He's extra. Look, I had to give 2 blood clot belts. You couldn't.
Well, the cab
it.
Driver pissed me off, and so did the fucking brunch place.
Everybody are pissing me off.
Everybody just pissed me off. Well, there's dead. Someone else that pissed me off, but I'm not even going to put my personal life on this podcast like that anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to send in your Melanin Magnificences we had from Sam today. Thank you, Sam, so much for sending in Chica. Like, he is true Melanin Magnificence.
He really is.
And send in your belts if you want to cut some of that as well.
Like Miles, have 2 if you want to. Be extra as well.
Yes. Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you for listening to the show. Make sure you subscribe and share. Like, when you're listening to this podcast, we love it when you guys post it up to your social media so more people can hear and get in with it. You know what I'm saying? Anything else you want to add?
Guys, remember what I said about, do you think you'll take the last name if you got married? Let me know. Tweet us or even email us and let me know if you would take his name or her name, whoever you're marrying, or double barrel it. Keep your both names alive. You know what I'm saying?
Here for that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, well, have a great week and we will see you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Get the Belt.
Stay castrated.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my God.
Should do that one more time.
You've been listening to
Get the Belt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.